سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن الناس من يعبد الله على حرف، فإن أصابه خير اطمأن به، وإن أصابته فتنة انقلب على وجهه، خسر الدنيا والآخرة، ذلك هو الخسران المبين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, I have recited an ayah from Para 17, Surah Al-Hajj. We are in the month of Zilqada, and then the first 10 days of Zilhijjah, which is very auspicious. There's a surah in the Quran in Para 17, also known as Surah Al-Hajj. The many reasons the ulama have given why it is called Surah Al-Hajj. One is the description of the day of Qiyamah is given. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ أَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. The beginning verses of the surah, Allah Ta'ala says, fear the day of reckoning, the day of Qiyamah. And when Allah Ta'ala orders Israfil alayhi salam to blow the trumpet, and everything in this world will perish, Allah mentioned the earthquake of Qiyamah is so severe, you will see a pregnant mother will abort her child before time, and the people will be in a state of panic, anxiety, drunkenness. But they won't be drunk because of alcohol, or they won't be having anxiety for some worldly motive, but because the circumstances, the day of Qiyamah came on the non-Muslims, on the disobedient servants of Allah, on the open enemies of Islam and the Muslims, the azab will be starting. May Allah protect us, protect our iman. Now we, through the tawfiq of Allah that are Muslims, many of us are fortunate that from birth we are Muslims, we are born in Muslim homes. Some are revert Muslims who accepted Islam later on in life. But from the age of 14, 15, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes incumbent upon us, on every person that is baligh and aqil, sane. You are 15 years and over, and your intelligence is there. You can reason between right and wrong. You are going to school, you went to university, you have some intelligence in you. Then to carry out the commands of Allah, we don't have a choice. We have to carry out the commands of Allah in the manner shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And after iman, the most important pillar is to read our faraz salah on its prescribed time and do our duty with beauty. May read our salah with jama'ah, the reward 27 times more. And for 40 days we read our salat with jama'ah. Allah will make our iman sincere and protect us from hypocrisy and nifaq. That those that are mentally challenged, it was a decision of Allah that some people get disabled children with Down syndrome. and they cannot really reason much between right and wrong. So for them, namaz is not compulsory. They are in the category of infant children, that if an infant child passes away, they'll go to Jannah. And a mentally handicapped person passes away, they will also go into Jannah, because nothing was incumbent upon them. And who Allah Ta'ala has made healthy, normal, we have some intelligence. We have the intelligence in how to make money, how to run a business, how to look for the best employment and best job, and to adopt the best profession where you get the best salary and the best returns. That is human nature, we're not saying no. We read the dua, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. You are granted the best in the dunya and the best in the akhirat. Now today I would like to speak on the verse number 11 from para 17, Surah Al-Hajj. Allah speaks about those revered Muslims especially who accept Islam to get some wealth or some worldly benefit. As long as the worldly benefit is there, they remain Muslims. And the moment Allah put them through some test, aliyazu billah, they go in a non-Muslim cap and they become murtad, aliyazu billah, and leave the fold of Islam. So let's do the English translation. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ. Among man is he who worships Allah like a person on the edge. If any good comes to him, he's content with it. However, if any trial overtakes him, his face turns and he leaves the beautiful religion of Islam. He is at a loss in this world and in the hereafter. This is the manifest loss. In Bukhari Sharif, there's a narration. Has Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that soon when Nabi made hijrah to Medina, some people arrived in Medina and some revered Muslims, Allah gave them barakah in the family, in the wealth. Those married couples had healthy, normal children. And the main mode of transport was camels, horses that time. And it was something very valuable, like how a luxury vehicle, a Mercedes BM or luxury Toyota vehicle, we know was the value of it. So if somebody owned a horse, and especially such type of a horse that breeds other horse, a couple, a male and a female horse that breeds, that's regarded as a rich person because there's a ready bias for it. So it so happened, some people who were married, Allah gave them children. And some of them who had this breeding horse, they gave birth to baby horses, whatever, mule, whatever. And some people that were married, they never get children. And some of them who owned these horses for breeding, it never breed a healthy baby or whatever you call it. So they came and started complaining that, you know, we accepted Islam, we thought something good going to happen to us. We are losing, we're not getting children, our animals are not producing babies, whatever. And aliyazu billah, some of them left Islam. Some of them left Islam. And Ruhul Ma'ani is reported by Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu anhu, transmitted the hadith that a Jew accepted Islam during the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imagine he heard Islam directly from the blessed lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After which he lost his sight, his wealth and children also were taken away, whatever Allah knows best. He then came to Rasulullah sallallahu requesting that he want to revoke the alliance that he took with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he'll be a faithful Muslim. And he said, I accepted Islam, I thought good will come to me, my health deteriorated, when my eyesight came very weak or lost. Second is that in some business deals turned sour. And I was a rich person before Islam, now I became poor. Rasulullah told him, "Oh Jew, Islam melts people with trial just like how a furnace melts iron, gold and silver. When gold, silver, etc. is taken out from the mines, is heated up and the sand and the dirt separates from the genuine gold and the genuine silver. Similarly, diamond, all valuables that comes out from the valuable mines, copper mine, whatever. After heating it, the genuine gold, the genuine copper, the genuine diamond gets separated from the dirt." So he said, Allah Ta'ala also puts the believers through some test to differentiate between the sincere, devoted Muslims or those Muslims that are hypocrites, hypocritical attitude they had. So they say this verse was also revealed. One was to the Jew who lost his wealth and eyesight, he became a murtad, he left Islam. Also to the hypocrites. And the hypocrites cannot bear sacrifices and difficulties. Anyway, we are insan. We are plus minus 1,446 years away from the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we are head to toe full of sins. We are living in non-Muslim countries. And sometimes Allah may put us through some tests. The other famous verse of the Quran, in para 2, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Allah will test us some fear. Loss of life, lot of fruits, those that have orchards, farms. Sometimes you don't get a good crop. Or those that have a business, sometimes the sales are going up, sometimes going down. Sometimes the landlord took the shop away from you, whatever. All these tests Allah puts people through. But under all circumstances, we believe in taqdeer. Good and bad is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody passes away. Of somebody's father, mother passed, somebody's brother, sister passed away, somebody's children passed away, somebody passed away in a natural death, somebody in a tragedy, a motor car accident, or an armed robbery, and those war-torn countries, our oppressive rulers, are mercilessly bombing our brothers and sisters in Palestine, Gaza, Syria, and other war-torn countries. Jannah, paradise, is waiting for our martyrs. So we must make dua, Ya Allah, you don't put us through this, and we make a dua. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah wal-mu'afat al-da'imah fi al-dini wal-dunya wal-akhirah wal-fawza bil-jannati wal-najati min al-nar. Ya Allah, you give us afiyah, don't put us through such tests. Some people will ask questions, the authority and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever condition comes, we decide, رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِسَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Whether Allah make me rich or make me poor, give me health or take my health away, I'm happy with the decision of Allah. And Jannah is waiting for the patient ones. We recite a hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam regarding patient. عَجَبٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِ إِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ حَمِدَ اللَّهَ وَشَكَرٌ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ مُصِيبَةٌ حَمِدَ اللَّهَ وَصَبَرٌ فَالْمُؤْمِنُ يُوجَرُ فِي كُلِّ أَمْرِ حَتَّى فِي اللُّقْمَةِ يَرْفَعُهَا إِلَى فِي إِمْرَاتِهِ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is amazing for a believer. He gets sawab under all circumstances. If we have good favorable conditions, we have some employment, some money, we have a home, even if it's a rented flat, and we have a fridge with some food inside, we have a stove, at least we got meals for the month covered, or just for a few days also covered, and we have a stable income, we know every month some salary, some income is coming. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. On the other hand, if somebody is tested with some difficulty, first of all, read Astaghfirullah in abundance. Nobody is perfect. Say, Ya Allah, I'm head to toe full of sins. We'll be regular with our Faraz Salah. Don't miss our Faraz Salah. Mayzu Jama'ah, recite Surah Yasin Sharif and make dua. Sometimes the difficulties come upon us due to our sins and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make tawbah and istighfar. Allah says in the Quran, وَلُوْ بَسَطَ اللَّهُ رِزْكَ لِعِبَادِ لَبَغُوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَكِ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرٍ مَعْ يَشَاءَ. Sometimes when Allah opens the doors of ruzi and makes somebody very rich, then they become unmindful of Allah. They say, this wealth I got through my intelligence and through my effort. And some of that in that pride and arrogance, they don't read the Faraz Salah. And some of them don't even fast. They say, Allah made me rich. My fridge freezer is full of food. Why must I fast? Al-Iyazu Billah. These are statements of kufr and nifaq. We have to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you make sabr, Allah will reward you. Another hadith. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن الله قال يا عيسى إني باعث من بعد أمة إذا أصابهم ما يحبون حمد الله وإن أصابوا ما يكرهون احتسبوا وصبروا ولا حلم ولا أقلا فقال يا ربي كيف يكون هذا لهم ولا حلم ولا أقلا قال أعطيهم من حلمي وعلمي أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. The authentic teaching of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم that Nabi Isa عليه السلام mentioned that I am creating such people in the ummah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the last Nabi, that they will have such wonderful qualities. They won't be Nabis and they won't be like the Sahaba that were very close to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. They'll come afterward. What will be the condition? That when some favorable condition comes, they make shukr, they say Alhamdulillah. And some difficulty comes, they make sabr. Then it was asked, how will they make sabr? How will they have that forbearance and tolerance? Allah will say, I will give them the tolerance. And I will give them little knowledge about Allah and about halal and haram, that they will remain steadfast no matter what happens. We'll give our life, give our business, give our wealth, but we cannot give the iman that is in our heart. And may Allah not put us through such difficulties and such tests. And we make a dua, Allahumma ja'alna min ibadika as-salihin. Allahumma ja'alna min al-lazina la khufun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Allah make us among His sincere servants. Yalla make us among those who do not fear the threat of anybody. And we don't have grief over the loss of the world, but we have concern at the time of death. Allah must make us recite the kalima shahada and send the angels of rahmah with the kafan of Jannah to take our iman and make our graves a garden of Jannah and smiling all the way to Jannatul Firdaus. Allah give us all these wonderful qualities. And nadawa, Allahumma ja'anna min ash-shakirin. Allahumma ja'anna min al-mukhlisin. Allahumma ja'anna min ashab al-jannah. Ya Allah, make us among those that are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make us among those that are sincere in the little good that we do, our salah, fasting, charity, Hajj, Umrah, 3 days, 40 days in the path of Allah. Whatever good we do, reciting one ayat of the Quran or many surahs of the Quran, Allah must grant us sincerity and acceptance. And the beautiful teaching of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ الطَّاعِمُ الشَّاكِرَةُ بِمَنْزِلَةِ الصَّاعِمِ الصَّابِرِ. A person that is eating some delicious food or some simple food, whether you're having dal and roti, a vegetable dish, or you're having meat, a delicious meal, whatever. It says a person that reads the dua for eating and praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll get the reward of a fasting person that is making sabr. One is the Faraz fast in the month of Ramzan. We all have to fast, those that are healthy, normal and baligh. But nafil fast is optional. But for whatever reason, somebody cannot keep a lot of nafil fast, especially in the summer month when it's very hot. So he drinks the water, he recites the dua, read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillah, الذي سقانا عذبا فراتا برحمته ولم يجعله ملحا أجاجا بذنوبنا. All praises to Allah has given us sweet water to drink.